Hi there, it's Marco Werman. I think you're going to enjoy today's global hit produced by Adeline Sear. It's about a Colombian harpist named Edmar Castañeda. Adeline has seen him more recently than I have, but I saw him about 3 years ago in New York City at a club called The Knitting Factory. And I thought, jazz harpist, this is going to be really odd, but he fit in better there than anybody else I saw that night. He was improvisational, he was creative, he was lively, and I think that's kind of the vibe you're going to get from today's global hit. So here we go. I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Thomas Cromwell, you might remember from your British history, was the right-hand man of King Henry VIII. Cromwell oversaw England's break with the Vatican and the establishment of the Church of England. In the new church, Henry VIII could get a divorce. Cromwell was key to making that happen. In Hilary Mantel's latest novel, Wolf Hall, Cromwell is a likable jack-of-all-trades. He can, she writes, draft a contract, train a falcon, draw a map, stop a street fight, furnish a house, and fix a jury. Last night, Mantel's Wolf Hall was honored with the Man Booker Prize, Britain's most prestigious literary honor. The BBC's Rebecca Jones was at the awards ceremony in London. She spoke to Mantel about how it felt to win.
Well, it's been really strange. I've always been a fairly low-key sort of author, you know, respected by the critics, but hardly known to the general public. So it was a very strange turn of events.
Let's talk about the book. The Tudor period is one of the most talked about, written about periods of English history. What drew you to that period?
Actually, the figure of Thomas Cromwell himself. Cromwell was at the centre of events, but his viewpoint is hardly ever taken. He's been a kind of pantomime villain in fiction and history.
You've received a cheque for £52,500. Any idea what you're going to spend it on?
Sex, drugs and rock and roll.
Hilary Mantel, you deserve it. That's Hilary Mantel, who has won the Man Booker Prize for fiction with her 11th novel, Wolf Hall.
Of course, if the drugs come, the sex and rock and roll usually follows. That was the BBC's Rebecca Jones speaking with Man Booker Prize winner Hilary Mantel for her novel, Wolf Hall. Male harpists are a rare breed. Edmar Castañeda of Bogota, Colombia, is an exception, though. He plays a folk harp and is shaking up the jazz scene in New York and beyond with a new album. The World's Adeline Sear took a close listen.
Meet Edmar Castañeda. Castañeda is no classical harpist. He plays la arpa llanera, a Colombian folk harp.
Arpa llanera. It means a harp from the plains.
This tune is called Sabrosón.
Sabrosón is like delicious.
In this track, he attacks the harp, as he often does, with bursts of raw energy.
It's a warm-up. No, it just apply a little bit of a slap bass, you know.
Slap bass. On the harp. Castañeda grew up in the tradition of música llanera.
Música llanera, it's music from the plains of Colombia and Venezuela. It's really cowboy music, you know, they play and sing when the all the workers or cowboys finish working the whole day. They play just to party, they dance, they have the harp, the cuatro, and the maracas. And it's a music similar to the flamenco music, you know, very rhythmicky and percussive way to play it.
He played the trumpet as a kid, but it's la arpa llanera that got his attention when he was 7.
I was really impressed, like, to see all the strings, you know, all the sound that was coming out of that instrument. And I was really in love with that instrument, so I wanted to play it.
Castañeda's harp has 34 strings. Unlike a classical harp, it has no pedals. On his harp, Castañeda plucks his bass strings to get a strong and percussive effect in the style of music he played as a kid, called joropo. And it sounds as if he's playing both a harp and a bass guitar at the same time. In the album's title track, Entre Cuerdas, or Between Strings, he shares solos with trombone player Marshall Jilks. And he's so good at what he does, it's ridiculous.
We'll be right back.
say that Castañeda's harp playing is even bolder than that of another male harpist, Harpo Marx. But Castañeda, like Harpo Marx, surprises his listeners.
Usually people think like the classical harp is like, oh, harp music is angels music, you know. But I always say, you know, like you can party, you know, have fun and be more aggressive. I love to play with passion and really groove and just taking all the influence from every music.
Influences that go from Colombian rhythms to Brazilian and Afro-Cuban beats. Here's another profound influence in Castañeda, his faith. He says religious faith has saved his marriage and empowered his playing. Castañeda says his music is a form of worship. Take, for example, his contemplative song, Jesús de Nazaret. Just last month, Castañeda jammed with Latin jazz giant Paquito de Rivera at the Tanglewood Jazz Festival. That's another of Castañeda's great talents. He's not just a dazzling soloist, he plays well with others too. It's clear when you hear the collaborative pieces on his album. For this tune, Song of Hope, he plays a duo with vibraphone player Joe Locke. And the marriage of the harp and the vibraphone is luminous. Folk is never too far from Castañeda's music, but he says he would not trade his place as a New York llanero slap-based jazz harpist for anything in the world.
I really love to mix so many kind of music, you know, all around the world. I just wanted to have a little taste of that and, you know, and mix it into the llanera music.
For the world, I'm Adeline Sia.
Music from Edmar Castañeda's album Entre Cuerdas, or Between Strings. We're always online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thanks for tuning in.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you in part by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting innovative initiatives that save lives from sudden cardiac arrest. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.